I now have an experience of 18 months on the board, and I'm really honored and thrilled and excited to now have an opportunity to continue that for another 4 years.
What skills do you bring to the council?
Professionally and personally, I tend to be someone who wants to hear a lot of information, hear all sides of an issue, not rush to judgment. I tend to recognize that my seat on that board is not to represent my personal opinion of really anything, but rather to represent the people of Carbondale and what's best for the town as a whole or as a majority, or at a minimum as a consensus. And, you know, my professional experience, years in land planning, working all over the Western United States, I've seen so many communities work through so many issues, be it water or energy or land use or growth or transportation or all of those things colliding at once. So I think that I have the personal skills to be able to listen, facilitate, ask questions, informed questions, as we wrestle with all of those same things.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
Change is inevitable. It may be that a community is on an incline, on a decline. A community may be expanding. It may be contracting. But no matter what, change is inevitable. I think that what's more important to me is that we are proceeding forward in really responsible ways. And that is related to just a lot of different things being intertwined. So if we grow in the respect of adding housing, are we adding multiple means of alternative transportation so that kind of growth doesn't lead to congestion? If we're adding jobs, are we adding housing to make sure that those people can live and work here? Do we have the ability to let people age in place? So I think it's really about setting that vision of who we are and what we want to be, and then making sure that we guide some of that change to fit within that kind of structure or remove obstacles that might prevent some of those things from happening.
And what do you support in terms of current town direction?
We do so much with a little, and we do it with a really constructive attitude, all of town staff, the board as it exists right now, and the mayor. So I truly appreciate that aspect of the town. One of the things that's happening right now is a really wonderful openness to a ton of creativity around ideas coming forward about how to get things done, be it affordable housing, be it daycare. You know, we worked through an immigration bill with middle school and high schoolers that came forward and said, this is really important to us. There's no top-down approach to how decisions are being made. It's a lot of community organizing around ideas and then a structure and then getting them done and getting them funded. So I think that we're only going to see more of that and bigger ideas, frankly. And so it's important that the leadership of the town engage.
And what is the first thing you would do if elected?
I would take my seat the next week and work through what's on the agenda for that week. Each of us on the board sits on multiple other boards to represent Carbondale. So I'm involved in kind of the steering committee for the multi-jurisdictional housing authority. That's a big one coming forward. I sit on the Rudai Water and Power Authority, and we're going through a really big transition. And then lastly, I also represent the trustees with the Carbondale E-Board, the environmental board. I think first day is really just keeping going with all of the work that needs to be done.
What about your personal experience running two companies and serving on these different town boards make you a strong candidate?
The experience that I have in land use issues, and essentially I took that and then I sat on the Carbondale Planning and Zoning Board and the Parks and Recreation Board simultaneously for a little over 4 years before I took the appointed position as a board of trustees. So I think that I brought my professional experience into those two boards, and then those two boards really got me very steeped in the Carbondale aspect, right, of land use and transportation and growth and affordable housing and recreation and our wonderful open space and how to make sure we put grants together, but ultimately we know how to maintain all of those assets, things like that.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.